Welcome back. Hour number two on this Monday night already, and we're rolling right along. Lots happening, as always. This is really your front row seat to one of the most astounding things in recorded history, that being an attack on humanity, I guess, in total. The so-called Western white Christian world is clearly in the crosshairs and has been targeted, and the weapon has been released. The deployment is now virtually done. You got 13 billion injections given to 8 billion people on the planet. So do the math. Here in the U.S., I don't know what the average is. It's probably 2 to 3, something like that. The new one, the new booster, they want to call it a new vax, but it's technically a booster, whatever you want to call it. It's something you don't want to get. We all know that, or we wouldn't be here together tonight. This is the truth. The war on the unvaxxed. Remember the war on the unvaxxed? It's still going on. There are people still attacking the unvaxxed. Lots of them. And it's not necessarily all predicated in denial. It's because the unvaxxed are the target. And it's all manipulation. All manipulation. Nothing is really left to chance anymore. There are no coincidences, no random goings on. If it's of any import or worth or merit to the elite, they control it. Very simple. The EU today threw away 4 billion euros worth of COVID vaccines. I don't know the details on that, but it's kind of interesting. And we all always have these stories of soccer players falling over dead, other celebrities falling over dead or developing turbo cancers, and there's just a lot of that going on now. And it's going to get worse. That's the unfortunate part of it. I have a little short video we're going to play here in just a minute or two about the war on the unvaxxed. Some of it's a little dated, but not much. Well, we've only been in this, what, 3 years? That's about it. So at any rate, we will see. Are you there, young lady?
I am.
Okay, I said 223 words and you said two.
Listening.
All right. So the war on the unvaxxed. The unvaxxed now, in many cases, are essentially vaxxed. They're in trouble. And this is part of the plan as well. So are you getting anything on people saying things about you're unvaxxed and therefore you're unworthy or you're evil or you're the problem?
No.
You remember, this was a very... very, very strong war against the unvaxxed. It was.
Oh, there was
very...
initially. You know, they were browbeating people into taking this thing. You know, it didn't work on me. I knew what this thing was about. And I, you know, I've never been one to be susceptible to peer pressure. So
me too. Neither.
You want to inject yourself with poison? Go ahead.
Right.
I'm not.
Whenever something became trendy or faddish, when I was in college and so forth, I would have nothing to do with it. I just had this strange. It was. I went the other way. Totally.
More often than not,
nothing to do with joining.
It just does not pay to follow the herd, especially now because they're not thinking.
No, not at all. Here now, listen to this. This is a. A bit of a flashback, but not much. And I want you to hear how ruthless these bastards were when they were trying to browbeat everyone who would not line up for their death shot with media messages. So here, just listen. You'll remember some of these. Some of them are not very old. They're relatively new.
These civilized people... they'll eat each other.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you. as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All of us vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts and running around the country saying, ah, we don't care, we're living free, and so forth.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, now it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Their freedom.
But you're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick, and really you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons, but maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. And that choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you.
You remember that? I think it's very instructive to understand how this war against your freedoms was waged. It was nonstop. The media came after everyone who was unvaxxed. And it's just that's a lesson in manipulation right there. We know now that in fact,
how some of you sleep at night.
Yeah, well, shut up. That's Chuck Todd, one of the most disgusting people I've ever seen in so-called journalism on the mainstream media stage. All right. Just remember that it's all controlled. We have been targeted from the beginning by these people. They knew how to do it. The psychology involved, and there were other things, other technologies involved. I remember as clear as day being outside one afternoon, and it was a thought that came into my head, and it said, go ahead and get the shot. It's not going to hurt you. Just get the shot and put it behind you. And it was not me thinking. And they use that technology on a lot of people to implant thoughts in them. I personally have no doubt. I can't prove it, but I know the technology is there. Anyway, enough. We all remember those things, though.
Well, we're always absorbing, sensory input. You know, whether you consciously process it or not, it's coming in. And so in a moment of weakness, these thoughts, probably bubble up into your consciousness. And you think, where did that come from? Well, it was planted.
It's something that the average person would say no. They dismiss it. They couldn't accept it. But you people understand the technology is way, way advanced from what they'll ever admit to in prime time on mainstream media. It's not going to happen. Your best bet is to look for predictive programming, which we try to point out to you whenever we come across it. And it's usually to be found in Hollywood motion pictures. Hollywood is intrinsically tied to the CIA and the entire intel community. Don't forget that. So things don't happen in Hollywood randomly. This has been the case since the late 40s.
Engineer culture.
Right. And again, I go back to the average man or woman on the street or younger person on the street. Their reality is largely a creation. It is shaped, contoured, and manipulated by the mainstream media and the incredible thought control that goes into it. That's their reality. People's reality is something they look at on the screen and absorb, willingly or otherwise. It goes right in. So, not good. All right. There are a lot of people who are unvaxxed, who made the decision early on. They thought for themselves, and they looked at the data, and they studied, and they watched, and they understood intuitively there was something wrong with this picture. Real wrong. And a lot of them protected themselves. They didn't hang around the vaxxed necessarily. And then there were some who made a mistake. They didn't understand about shedding. That was one of the early things we just constantly parroted here. Be careful, be careful, be careful who you're around. But a lot of people didn't get that. And there's one lady named Lori who didn't pay attention and did a favor for her neighbors. Tell us a little background on this.
Well, I would say she did pay attention, but she thought it was safe. It had been 2 months since these neighbors had had their shots. It was just a quick car ride. She didn't have any physical contact with them. They just sat in the car while she drove them to wherever she drove them. But as a result of that, you know, relatively transient exposure in a very enclosed space, she has now been suffering the effects of whatever they were shedding for over 2 years, which includes, you know, intractable headaches, constant intractable headaches, burning pain in her spine. I mean, some of these have resolved. Menstrual issues, bleeding
GI
from the
issues.
Rectum, colitis. I would say that that was probably ulcerative colitis. She's got floaters in her eyes, one eye being worse than the other at this point. Just, you know, no end of problems.
I didn't mean to say she didn't pay attention, but you let your guard down for a split second, and you can pay a heavy price for it.
Well, and at the time, they were saying, oh, these people, if they shed, it would only be for, you know, a couple weeks.
Well, we were lied to. Lies. Constant.
No one knows. I believe the controllers or people who created this thing know. And yeah. I would say these people who have been injected and genetically modified now probably never stop. It probably, you know, varies, ebbs and wanes, depending on what their physiology is doing at any given moment, what they've eaten, if they're under stress. Who knows?
We played a video from Lori before, and we have an update from her. We're going to play that now. She is looking better physically. She got rosy cheeks now, and she's sounding very sharp. She's been through a lot, as have many others. Unvaxxed people who have been around the vaxxed who got in trouble, real trouble. Remind you also real quick, we take this opportunity, please do consider getting the best defenses for yourself, BioSuperfood and Allison C. And I cannot urge you enough to consider getting these and making them a daily part of your lives. These two, above all, in my view, are essential in these times. The Allison C will help clear out and keep out normal bacterial, viral sicknesses that come around. You'll have a defense against them before you even get sick. It's the best natural, all natural, not pharmaceutical, broad spectrum antibiotic on the planet. Allison C. I've sold it for almost 20 years. And the other one is BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood has so much nutrition in it, I think you could almost live on it. And I'm not using that expression flippantly. It's got over 15,000 different nutrients in each capsule, many of which your body never sees because you don't eat right. Very few people eat right.
So well, those food two is so things, depleted nowadays. It's
toxic, terrible, awful. All right, here's Lori on video, and we want to thank her for continuing to stand up and tell her story, confronting people, trying to wake people up. Even though she feels like hell a lot of the time, she's not slowing down at all. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
This is...
Oh, come on. All right, hold on. It was ready to play and it stopped and the screen glitched and it threw up a 15-second commercial. I don't know what's going on with these people. It's crazy. Here.
Have a happy, holly, jolly weekend. God bless. I just wanted to give an update on my neurological aid visit that I had this past week. It was not in the hospital. It was a building detached from the hospital. It was where all the specialists were. And as we parked in a parking garage and we walked, into the facility, about a couple feet from the door, there was a guy in his, 65, 67, somewhere around there, just, literally dying on the sidewalk. And his daughter was holding his hand as he was dying. And she was literally crying. And she was literally seeing her dad, dying and taking his last breath right there on a sidewalk in front of everyone. And I knew it was the shots. I mean, when you hear about people suddenly just dropping dead, it takes it to a whole new level when you see it right before your eyes. And then you know that the FDA and the CDC is responsible for this guy dropping dead. And they were trying to hide it for 75 years. And that's a reality that we're living here in this country. And then it's happening worldwide, too, as you know. So it's real sick. And it's kind of hard to grasp this. But anyway, so I went up to the fourth floor. And these are small pods. There's three designated pods, yellow, blue, and green. And you check into the front desk and they tell you which pod you have to be designated to for your appointment. So I was in blue pod that day. Every time I go in there, I'm always in a different pod for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, there's a hallway and they have railings and seats everywhere because of people having neurological issues. So people lose balances or whatever. So I say to my husband, stay out here in the hallway, away from all the jabbed, injured people, and these very small waiting rooms in these pods. Trust me, you don't want to be peas in a pod with the jabbed people. I got to have a little sense of humor, because this stuff will just drive you absolutely insane. So anyway, when I first went in there, because you can't see what's in the pod waiting room when you're out in the hallway, because it's like a little zigzag. There's a wall there until you go in it physically. And there were six people in there. And even though I had a thick cloth mask on my face, because I knew I had to go in, even though my husband could stay out in the hallway away from all of them, I had to go in there and I had to give my name to check in for my doctor's visit with my neurological aide. So the smell was very horrible. The worst I have ever smelled it in my whole entire life. But then there were six jab people in a very small, confined waiting room. And for the grace of God, I don't know how, I just did not fall down and pass out. And right away, my right eye floater started going crazy. My I didn't have a headache all day that day. And then my headache got really bad. And I said, oh, my God, you know, I can't force this woman to hurry up so I can get the back out to the damn hallway away from these jab people. And because they always take their sweet ass time when you check in. You all know that. So I really wanted this medication for my inflammation in my brain and my swelling. And I'm going to be on it for the next 2 weeks. And I'll let you know how it works out. If it works out good, I'll give you the name of it and I'll tell you more about it. I'm on it for the next 2 weeks. You taper it off. You take three for the first 7 days and then two and then one. So, but it's the strongest stuff you can get for inflammation and brain swelling. It's what they give to people when they have like, you know, accidents, when they hit their head. So I'm hoping maybe this will help to calm this all down up in here. That's causing my eye issues, my numbness in my fingers when I'm sleeping and waking up. So we'll see. I know these supplements, unfortunately, you know, these supplements that I'm taking, you know, they can only do so much. And sometimes you just need stronger stuff, you know, and it's been like 2.5 years since I've been suffering with, you know, with my headaches. And I know my vision's lost. I mean, I can see with my glasses, but, you know, if I don't wear them, I can absolutely see nothing in front of me close whatsoever. I can't see absolutely nothing. And then my right eye floaters. But I was worried because they said to me, if your right eye floaters get really, really bad, you have to call us immediately and you have to be seen because they say that your retina can detach. So I was like, I came home. I took vitamin A and my lutein, my zinc. I took my, you know, my NAC. I doubled everything up. And so my right eye floaters calmed down now. They went back to when they were, what they were before I went there. So thank God for that. I do not want eye surgery, you know, trust me. But anyway, the smell was so bad. For the grace of God, I don't know how I did not pass out. But, you know, I felt nauseous and everything. And I was like, and I'm, you know, because I had to check in in this waiting room. And there was about six jab people. And I'm going to tell you how what I seen in there. Okay. Six people. 25-year-old woman. All right. She was like 40. I would say about my age, between 45 and 47. I'm 47. So 40. She's about 45, 47. And then there was another woman there. But she was in her like maybe early 70s, maybe late 60s. There was another guy in there. He looked like he was in his 40s. Another guy, he was only 35. And another guy, and he looked very young. He looked like he was only maybe 21 or 22. And I knew they were all jabbed. Because not only, I mean, because they're all young. They shouldn't be there in the first place, number one. And they all smelled like death. I mean, it smelled like they should be 6 feet under. And I mean, I told my husband, I said, you stay the hell out of there. Well, of course, when we walk into the room to be with my neurological aide to go over everything, of course, I want him in there with me. He has every right to be. He's my husband. And I asked her, I said, I know you're seeing a lot of people with these massive chronic headaches that took the shots. Because I see it on the Reddit. I go on the Reddit. And I just have to be careful what I say on there. But I get a lot of information on there sometimes. And then the stuff that I see on YouTube. And a lot of these jab people are having massive chronic headaches for like 2.5-3 years. But here's the issue. I didn't take it. I only inhaled 2 Pfizer jabbed air in my car. And now I have the same problems as they do with everything else. And I didn't take any kill shots. I never took any flu shots before this. I never took the piggy flu shot. I never took any shots. I never trusted it to begin with. And I asked her, point out straight. I said, How many people are you seeing here with massive chronic headaches that were exposed to the JAD people? And she says she's treating about maybe 30 people like that. She says the majority of them, she's treating hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. She didn't get into it, but she said she's treating hundreds of people that took the shots that are suffering with neurological issues. And the number one, you know, the number one thing is these massive chronic headaches for two plus years. And I said to her, I said, you know, it sucks that I never took any shots, but I'm still suffering like as if I did from inhaling their air. And as I was leaving, she told me, she says, you know, remember to stay out of the cars with them, because a lot of people that are coming in with the massive chronic headaches like you that's been exposed to them were either their spouse or they were in a cars with them with the windows almost all the way up. So she believes in this 100%. And when the truth comes out, I'm glad I went, because I want this shit documented, okay? I mean, I don't know if there ever will be justice. I did email Tom Rince. My husband has a Facebook. I don't. And I private message him, and I don't know if they'll ever get back to me or whatever. But, you know, if I ever have to be the ringleader or stand before the Supreme Court or whatever the hell I have to do to get justice for people that are suffering for 2+ years or maybe for the rest of their lives because of the Pfizer shedding that they knew about and they hid, you damn well better believe I'm going to do it. And this is why I'm just not shutting up and suffering and keeping it all to myself, because I'm trying to get truth and I'm trying to get justice and I'm trying to warn others. So I care about you all deeply, and I don't want anybody to suffer, you know. But as you can see, since I've been taking the medicine, it has been helping. Now, this is only – I only took two doses. I'm taking my third tonight. And the pressure is not as bad. It's starting to work. I'm on it now for 2 weeks, and I'm 2 days down, so I got like 12 more to go. But here's the deal. I asked her, I said, I know I only could be on it for 2 weeks, because the internet, before I did some researching on it, the internet said I could only have it for 2 weeks at a time. And I asked her, I said, can I have this every month for my inflammation or whatever is going on from this, from whatever I inhaled from them in my car? Oh, well, there's a lot of side effects to this medication, so we only want to give it to you 4 times a year, and that's the max. So that's every 3 months. So now the next time I can't even ask for this medication that helps with my swelling and my inflammation now, I can't ask for this until March, and then 3 months, so on. But I'm hoping and praying to God that since I'm on this for 2 weeks, that maybe it'll calm everything down and I won't have hardly any headaches no more. You know, I mean, today I got up, I didn't have any numbness in my fingers when I woke up, so that's a good sign. So they know what's going on, these people. And she told me straight up, she sees about 30 other people like me that are having these massive chronic headaches and the problems with the vision and the numbness in the fingers when they're sleeping and waking up. And some people are still having the right foot going numb, but that went away from me. And she's treating about 30. She says most of them are that took the shots, but she's treating 30 that has been exposed to people. And she told me, like I said, you know, when I was leaving, make sure to stay, you know, continue to stay out of cars with them and don't give in because of the holidays. So she believes in me. She knows it's true. And I'm glad to have it documented because, you know, maybe one day I will get justice, you know. But my face is getting my cheeks. You see how red my cheeks are? You know, earlier when I was going before my IV treatments, like I said, I had these really dark circles underneath my eyes, like I was the Walking Dead. And they all, and see, look, it's not black or anything underneath my eyes no more. See that? It looks like normal now. And now I'm starting to get like a lot more color in my cheeks, rosy cheeks now. And so my complexion on my skin is getting a lot better. Like before, I was really white and pale and these dark skins. It looked like I could drop dead suddenly. And it's like, you know, the circles and my red and my flush, my, you know, cheeks, my red flush cheeks. That's starting to be a good sign. So I'll give you an update next week. I'll make another video. I'll let you know the process of the medication.
Okay, there we go. So that's Lori's latest. And she's been suffering, I think it's 2 years and 4 months, maybe more. But she's been suffering simply by giving her two neighbors a ride in her car with the windows nearly rolled up completely. And it wasn't a long trip. It was 15 minutes, something like that. It was short. And that's all it took to just nail her. And she's not the only one. God only knows how many are suffering. And there are a multitude of symptoms. Remember, her symptoms may not match someone else who's been around and gotten shed upon. So there's a lot going on out there, and you really need to take this seriously. I know all of you do, or you wouldn't be paying attention.
Yeah, that's very true. I think she mentioned before she ended the video that the medication was dexamethasone, which is a corticosteroid. It's a very powerful anti-inflammatory, but it also suppresses the immune system.
Right.
And if you remember, this is what they were using in India a couple of years ago for their COVID cases. And the downside, you have to watch out for this. They were developing that black fungus disease, that mucormycosis.
And losing fingers, toes, hands, feet.
Yeah, it's difficult to treat. And, you know, it feeds on iron, but it also feeds on sugar. So one of the side effects of corticosteroids is that it will raise blood sugar. So it's almost like you're feeding any kind of fungus that might be already present in your body. And then with the immune suppression, you know, some of these things can take off, and then they get, you know, difficult to treat. So that's why they only want her on it for 2 weeks, and hopefully that's not long enough to precipitate more problems like that. But my thought on this was, she's had a couple antibody tests for spike, and she said that they were both negative. So either she didn't generate antibodies to the spike. Maybe they weren't shedding spike. Maybe they were shedding something else. But that opens the door for other possibilities that could be contributing to her condition, especially since it's been 2.5 years and she's been relatively diligent about staying away from the vax since this experience. And one of the things that can happen is, aside from degrading the endothelium, the lining of the blood vessels, and causing blood clots, is the spike just decimates the intestinal barrier, the integrity of the intestinal lining. And if you have any kind of bad bugs that are living in your intestinal tract, and don't forget, you have about 5 to 7 pounds of bacteria that live in your gut. These can migrate into the bloodstream and cause a type of toxemia that can result in a long list of problems, with brain inflammation topping the list. And if you remember from her first story, she did have bleeding from the rectum after that experience, which, you know, would indicate probably some kind of ulcerative colitis. And it wouldn't be unusual to also still have some degree of leaky gut that is probably contributing to these symptoms. Now, I know that spike can do a lot of neurological damage to the brain all on its own, so I'm not saying that spike isn't playing a part, but there may be other contributing factors in this case. And a little bit of a clue is, when she took the chlorella, she actually had some relief with the headaches. Now, chlorella is known to bind to some toxins in the digestive tract. And so that would be something that would be beneficial, to remove the toxicity from the gut and then do a protocol to heal the gut and restore a normal, healthy microbiome. Because until you address the gut, your immunity is going to be screwed up.
Okay, chlorella is a member of the algae family, right?
Yes, yes.
So I'm wondering...
It's green.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
Those little green capsules that BioSuperfood presents as, they're clear capsules, but they're green. They have the world's foremost potent algaes in the world in those capsules. And I'm wondering if BioSuperfood might be another way to go, in addition to, or maybe in exchange for, chlorella. Chlorella's one, but the BioSuperfood has four, and that product was put together after 6-7 years of research by several thousand people in the Soviet Union. They did an extraordinary amount of research to come up with these four incredibly powerful forms of algae. They're loaded with nutrition and all that. I'm not sure what chlorella is in relation to the four types that are
chlorella, the BioSuperfood.
But
you have algaes that are nutritive. Now, spirulina would be more nutritive, and then there's algaes like chlorella that are more for detoxifying.
Right.
But wasn't BioSuperfood also used to detox radiation damage?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's the primary push behind the development of BioSuperfood, and it had to do with the Chernobyl radioactive disaster. And they saved several hundred thousand people with using BioSuperfood. It wasn't called that then, but that's the product, to detox them and help them get rid of radiation toxicity and poisoning. And it worked. So it is a powerful detoxifier, in addition to being a nutritive source of all sorts of things you never see in your diet. So I would suggest BioSuperfood's another way to go.
There's that. I know some people are having very good results with zeolite, and the powder, because you want something physical to mop up what's in the digestive tract, but also the spray, the nano-size zeolite spray. People are having good luck with that. But, you know, you really want to somehow mop up the toxins that are being produced in the gut and then leaking into the bloodstream, because that's keeping the immune system just on overdrive. And these, you know, wherever the blood goes, these toxins are going to go. And as I said, brain inflammation is a known consequence of what they call endotoxemia. So mopping up the toxins and then doing a protocol that will heal the gut. And there's, you know, it's not that difficult. You just have to be disciplined. And you want to be taking the binders that are appropriate for whatever it is you're trying to mop up, because not all binders will bind all toxins. And actually, activated charcoal isn't real high for some of these biotoxins. There's a product called Optilene, which is a form of glucomannan. That's a fiber that really expands. You have to be careful with constipation in that case. Or PGX is another one, PGX. And those will help bind up toxins in the gut. And the people that are on some of these protocols are reporting a lot of relief from these very unpleasant symptoms that they're getting around the vaxxed. So you've got toxins on the outside. You've got toxins that you're generating internally that may be contributing to this misery.
It's horrible.
But the exposure to the spike protein tends to be the initiating event. It is what they're calling an immune priming event. So that once your immune system is ramped up, it's reacting inappropriately to all kinds of things.
All right. Minnie, wear your mask, please, when you're out, and get some gloves. Wear your gloves shopping. No one's going to say anything. And if they do, it's their loss, not yours. You're protecting yourself. But the masks will help. They're not anywhere near perfect. But take what they will give you, and they will give you a barrier. They'll help.
Yeah, people who are very sensitive to shedding do notice the difference when they use a mask, mask used appropriately.
Right. And get one of the units you wear around your neck. It's right on my homepage. Look for the banners. There's four of them, I think. Get one of those, by all means. And those three things in and of themselves will help. Now, on top of that, you have to stop eating toxic food.
Yeah.
You've got to start reading labels. And you have to start making decisions. And I sure would cut the meat way down. A lot of people just don't want to. I understand, but that's not the way to go. No, you don't want that.
Well, you know, one of the things is that meat, flesh, is loaded with these bacterial endotoxins. And when you eat meat that has a lot of saturated fat in it, it facilitates the translocation of this bacteria and their toxins into the bloodstream.
And the putrefaction in your digestive tract is horrific. It doesn't make sense. We're not cave people. And if some of you say, well, cave people did very well on meat. Yeah, but what was the average age of a cave person back in the day? 20?
Well, we were maybe also 25? A lot more active back then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, good advice. Remember, these programs are yours for free. But listen to them again and again and pass them around if you want. They're right there on the homepage for you, along with some key stories that I mix into the archive batch there. All right, we've got about 7 minutes, 8 minutes. Let's go jump back into our readers. There was the second group on December 11th, Hard Times. We didn't get to that one. We need to do that one, and then we'll maybe jump up to the top of the new group. There's some good ones in there, too.
Okay.
Still pushing the vax on pregnant women? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. All right, here's the one we didn't get to last time. I'm so sorry. I don't wish my new health issues on anybody, but if they could just experience it for one day to get some sense of understanding. I know it shouldn't take that, but it's so very hard for us, let alone others, to comprehend the range of symptoms and their sporadic nature. I know it's hard on spouses, too. But you're right. You're the victim here. This suffering is beyond anything I ever dreamed could happen. Stay strong, love your kids, and try to find time for you. There's another one following that one. These are vax-injured people. Nearly 2 years in for me, and I think this takes a huge toll, and I think this one is injected. But not just on us, of course, on everyone. My partner of 10 years has had to take 6 months off work to become my caregiver, once this vile vax traveled into my brain. She, too, gets tired of the constant reminders of what's happened to me and how it's affected us emotionally as a couple, and how it's impacted us financially. I think it helps if our partners can have time out with their friends to vent, as we also need that. I feel for you and definitely understand where you're coming from. The stress of this is all so difficult. Hugs from one mother to another. Just finishes up that group. Okay. December 13th. What are you going to go? Well, we can finish. How about post-vax burning, December 11th?
Okay.
You know what that's about? Let's find out.
Hi, all. Two Pfizers, 2 years and 6 months ago. I got chest wall pain, heart palpitations, disc bulge, sciatica, varicose veins, and mainly vaginal burning, starting heavily in February 2022. I went to gynecology, and they gave me estradiol cream, but that didn't work, and struggling with the same burning sensation. Checked with another doctor in August 2023. They took a culture, urine test, and so on, and she prescribed metronidazole gel. That's an antifungal. And the irritation continues, but it stops by its own after a few months now, again in November. And it started heavily, and I applied the same gel, but the burning is intolerable now. I'm not able to wear panties, and it's so irritating because the continuous burning sensation. I can't concentrate on anything, and it's so annoying. Is anyone undergoing the same kind of issues with burning? Any suggestions, please? Okay, one answer, do they know the reason for the burning? Do you think it is gynecological or possibly neuropathy? I have neuropathy in my legs and arms, an occasional genital area, which causes burning, tingling, stabbing, muscle spasms, and electrical shock pain. Mine is fortunately mildish, and I tolerate it without pain medication. But if it feels like it might be nerve pain, as in small fiber neuropathy, or PN, peripheral neuropathy, which is common with adverse reactions, it might be worth investigating alternate pain relief treatment. And she replies, no, they didn't tell me the reason. I, too, have electric shock pain, tingling sometimes, and stabbing pain during my menstrual cycle. What is small fiber neuropathy or peripheral peripheral neuropathy?
Go ahead and finish the next one.
Have you been tested for Sjogren's? Now, Sjogren's is an autoimmune disease where the glands that produce secretions dry out. They fail, and the things that are supposed to be moist dry out. No, simply they did the culture and the urine test and said everything was fine. But I'm asking the reason for burning, and they haven't said anything. Do you have dry eyes or mouth? Yes, I have. I went to the optometrist and got checked. Okay, well, that's how I found out about mine, meaning Sjogren's. So again, people just floundering and...
Floundering. And go to a doctor. What do you go? Most doctors are tragically ill-equipped to deal with this, any of this. And what they're doing is really being presented with what? Symptoms. So they go into their symptomology relief kits and start writing prescriptions.
It's all about symptom management. I mean, they'll run a bunch of tests, and they'll maybe give you a diagnosis, but it does not address the root cause of the problem. So there's really no resolution.
No.
Make the symptoms go away.
Manage the symptoms so you can function somewhat. It's just very difficult. And a lot of doctors, they're buying the party line. They don't want to deal with this, so they try and just misdirect and shuffle people off.
Right.
We've seen that many times. All right. Let's see here. Still pushing the vax on pregnant women.
Wait,
7 months
are you
pregnant.
On?
That's December, the new one. 13, you got up to? Okay. Top one? Number 3, I think it is. 7 months pregnant. And every time I come to the hospital for a baby-related appointment, a nurse walks around with a clipboard asking pregnant moms if they've had their COVID vaccine and flu jab and whooping cough vaccine. And they want to book you right on in to get it done then and there. I have said, no, I won't be having any vaccines each and every time. I've been to the clinic, and it looks like I get... And the looks I get are unbelievable, like I'm responsible or irresponsible and going to be a bad mom. I just wanted to scream. I'm COVID vaccine injured, and it ruined my life, so leave me alone. There is so much pushing on pregnant mothers to get vaccines. Even in the waiting room, they keep putting videos on the screen saying you need to get your COVID booster to protect you and your unborn baby. I am so over that. Well, the big story here is this is another tentacle of the genocidal machine that's been turned loose on the world. They're trying to kill these babies in utero.
It's incredible.
Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. That's exactly what... I'm not saying the idiot nurses with clipboards know this, but hospital policy, they got to be able to figure this out. Just on the basis of the stats of how many... stillborn babies there are after vaccine administration. Excuse me, bioweapon administration. These bastards, I swear, there's no punishment too evil for them. And I hold everyone who's involved with the chain of events that gets these people injected virtually equally as accountable as the primary.
Yeah.
I've got no sympathy for any of them. They are dealing in genocide and death. And
yep.
All right. Go ahead. There's another one there.
Okay, someone says, yeah, I don't care. I tell them what I think and what happened to me, and I think it's terrible that everybody still thinks this. And what's interesting to me is all of my friends and family members who've had kids that they've given these vax to are, very interestingly, all sick at the same time and out for long extended times constantly. And yet the one person I know that refused to give her child this vax is the healthiest child, never been sick once in these 2 years, and he's doing perfectly fine, never caught COVID. So I find that interesting. Someone says, oh, I tell them, and I flip off the Pfizer commercials. And someone else says, in my country, the COVID vax are literally a thing of the past. I'm not sure they even exist anymore, so I'm surprised by your experience. Stay strong, and congratulations on the baby.
Sylvia looks like an Italian last name, so maybe she's talking about Italy. Don't know. Whichever country.
Yeah.
Sounds like a European country. Well, they haven't let up here. We did some research again, checking with pharmacies, and they're now no longer backed up a month. You can, in some cases, walk in and get shot up while you wait. So there you go. Maybe the initial wave has indeed subsided, and people aren't going to be getting very many more of these things. But the problem is 275 million Americans have gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of these things, or 6. That's the problem. Same on the world stage. And these people, most of them are injured. And there is, as far as we can tell, there is no reversing this kind of damage. There's symptomology treatment, but as far as the actual damage, it doesn't look good. That was why these were designed to take out, to deploy, and to watch the people die. And the people behind this couldn't care less. Believe it. They don't care.
Well, they've got, no end of business now with the rate of cancer increasing exponentially. And what a coincidence, Pfizer just acquired that Seagen company that specializes it on, genetic-based oncology treatments?
Yes.
A $43 billion acquisition?
Yeah.
So they're ready to go. They're ready to, they'll probably fold up their COVID vaccine arm and then delve into this cancer treatment.
Well, Nobel Prize winner Drew Weissman is now announcing he's going to bring out his own mRNA cancer cure line of products. He's going to cure cancer with mRNA vax. That's what he's saying. This is madness. And he wins a Nobel, so he'll get all the money he wants. They want this crap out there. This is really an incredible thing to see. Nobel Prize winner Weissman seeks to cure cancer with mRNA technology. That's the headline. Man, if that doesn't scare you. Yeah. Oh, and we got another quick story here. Japanese scientists have announced that they've come out with a self-amplifying mRNA platform. That's really concerning. As if
well,
we didn't
that's
have
been
enough.
That's that Arcturix company, and that's been in the works for a while. But I guess Japan is the first country to embrace it, which that should scare people, because that means that what they're injecting into people will have the ability to replicate itself, and if that person can't shut it down, this thing's going to spread.
Now, as you remember, it goes into the cells, covered with its LNP protection, which drives it further into the cell nucleus, and the mRNA causes the cell to begin canceling production of all normal proteins and just producing the spike. That's what it does. Now we're talking about the mRNA being injected into the body, and the mRNA in and of itself can replicate itself and spread mm-hmm. throughout the body.
Yep.
On its own.
Yep. Oh. Now, that was, when they did the Pfizer clinical trials, some percentage of the participants were given self-amplifying mRNA. I'm not sure that why they didn't decide to go with that, but I don't know. Well, but it is very frightening because, you know, it sheds, and it will amplify or self-replicate.
And we're not even talking about the liquid nanoparticle damages that can easily come. This is a very toxic thing in and of itself. So we're in real trouble here. And then you got the maybe 400 billion pieces of DNA fragments in each injection. Oh, it's just a contaminant. No. It's
a potentially lethal contaminant.
Yeah, I doubt it.
The whole thing is lethal, just as it was intended to be.
All right, we got to run. We're way late. Thank you, as always, and we'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Good night, everyone.